This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined in the studio by
Lily Chai.
And today it is a very gloomy Friday and we will be talking about a fairly gloomy topic as well. Malaysia is currently beset by a shortage of skilled labor and to vet talent. A report in The Edge detailed how this is actually hampering our pandemic recovery. What has led up to this situation unfolding? That's what we're talking about today. And if you'd like to get in touch with us about this topic, we are of course on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Now, the current shortage of skilled labor in Malaysia, which has been aggravated by the rapid technological transformation during the pandemic, is impacting business recovery as industries struggle to meet the demand and new supply chain commitments. So industries are counting on the technical and vocational education and training, or TVET graduates, for their skills across various industries. These include supporting operations requiring automation and technological transformation. Tan Sri So Tian Lai, the president for the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, says that there is great demand among the electrical and electronics, food and beverage, chemicals and chemical products, fabricated metal and rubber products industries due to the nature of their products and processes. Some subsectors are also seeing a spike in demand for new products that require an increase in capacity and expansion plans. He also added, furthermore, the country's aspiration to move towards a more knowledge-based, high-technology and high-value-added economy has added to the demand for more skilled labor.
Right. As everyone knows, that the business groups have suffered during the pandemic, which have also compounded the shortage of skilled workers, as some of the foreign workers that have been industry-trained were sent home during the pandemic. And locals were also drawn into gig economy or transition to other industries during the various lockdowns to survive. Now, Penang alone is currently short of 50,000 engineers to support the boom in semiconductor industry, and skilled local workers are being enticed to work in the manufacturing sector in neighboring countries as well. Now, for smaller businesses, due to being generally less automated than larger factories with advanced automation in place, having skilled human workers on hand is important. And it is for this reason, MNCs outsource their labor-intensive work to SMEs. According to Dato' William Ng, the chairman of SMEs Association of Malaysia, he says that we want to help our members to quickly automate and digitalize, but this goes beyond technological efforts. It requires mindset and process changes, which takes a lot of time. And the labor shortage is hampering our ability to take advantage of the surge in demand. And many of our members of the SMEs Association, their orders now are being taken on by neighbors such as Vietnam and Indonesia.
Yeah, definitely the lack of skilled foreign workers as well. I mean, that's really where the gap is, right?
Right.
And the problem is also that at the moment, TVET delivery in Malaysia is fairly fragmented as it's offered by both public and private institutions. But this could potentially subject candidates to duplicated programs being offered and inconsistent engagement between like actual TVET institutions that are focusing on that and general industry players. And a situation like this could lead to a mismatch in the industry needs and what the TVET institutions are preparing the students for, so there isn't a consistent goal across all of those institutions. An effective governance system is needed to integrate the different curriculums provided by various TVET institutions, and we need to essentially create a unified standard for the accreditation of TVET programs as well. Hopefully, this should result in an updated national accreditation that ensures graduates are able to meet industry needs, earn a decent wage, and create opportunities.
Right. So although there was a 6.6 billion allocation under budget 2022 and 6 billion ringgit for the year before, which is 2021, to encourage the growth in the TVET sector, the general stigma surrounding technical work as a career still continues to stifle uptake. Mm-hmm. And TVET is still viewed as a second-class education in Malaysia, only fit for students who are academically weak. Mm-hmm. And this poor perception of the industry continues to limit the number of Malaysian students willing to work in an environment that's often thought as dirty, dangerous, and demeaning. Hence, why it is important for the government to step in with more support to raise the awareness on the benefits of TVET, such as showing the employment opportunities available out there. And it is also imperative to show that how they can develop their skills and careers in the TVET pipeline.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it is portrayed as an avenue that students are encouraged to go down necessarily. So that is definitely an issue. So what is actually the solution that's being, asked about, right? A multi-pronged approach is what's being suggested to address the current issue of skilled labor shortage. So integrated initiatives between institutions and industries should try to capture the interest of the youth in TVET and, you know, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. It should also aim to enhance the employability of students as well as upskill existing workers so that they can all evolve with the businesses when they embark into automation and new technology adoption as well. And also, upskilling training should be tailored to fit the needs of the industries and business, not just the context of the employee's technical skills. Mm-hmm. Also, as Malaysia may sometimes not have an adequate supply of certain skill sets, industry should be allowed to bring in the required specialists from overseas if needed. And this can also effectively provide a channel for the necessary skill transfer to train the required skills for local industries as well. So, I mean, did you ever think about, like, TVET as even an option for you when you were in school?
No.
Or was it even, like, posited to you?
Right. There was no, like, our schools just, you know, they only push, you know, overseas, like neighboring countries, mm-hmm. or going further outside of Malaysia to study for tertiary education. Even like local universities are often neglected when we're selecting our tertiary education, right?
I think there is a strange conception as well of certain things, right? So first of all, one issue is that, you know, we tend to be pushed towards foreign education as being quote-unquote better when I don't know if that's actually the case or not in terms of sort of quality or the variety of things that you could study. But second of all, the fact that you are sort of pushed to go further into academia only. Mm. Like, there was never a conversation about this vocational industry at all, when I was in school at least. Mm. So, you know, even on a smaller level as well, did you ever feel that there was, you know, a push towards, you know, not just academia in general, but also towards, you know, STEM or anything like that?
Yeah, everyone's saying, like, STEM technology is the future, so that's why you should go there. And they always have, like, I don't know if just an Asian parent, like, thing, or Asian students as well. They have, like, the perception that, you know, if you do accounting, you do art stream, you're the less intelligent group of people.
There's that strange, you know, I guess, belief or common idea of, you know, if you're not a doctor or a lawyer,
yeah, you can't do physics, you're just not.
I mean, I'm sitting here like, I do have a Bachelor of Arts and I am employed, so it can happen. It's not out of the possibilities,
right,
you know, of life,
right.
But I do think that, you know, there needs to be a better discussion or a better awareness brought to the different avenues that you can go down, you know, in the educational space. You know, I think that students are not really being properly informed of the options that they have, and that's what's contributing to not only the stigma but also potentially the complete unawareness of TVET even existing in the first place,
right,
as an option for people, you know?
Yeah.
And again, you know, that stigma of, you know, vocational training being only for, like, the 3D jobs as well. I don't know, again, if that's even accurate.
And then,
so,
yeah, and it's portrayed like TVET is only primarily for male students as well. Like, the female students, they don't even encourage you to think about it. That's
the
problem.
There's a sort of gendered issue there. There's also this idea of, you know, oh, vocational training is a last chance option,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, definitely an issue as well. But we are not the experts on this topic, of course. After the break, we'll be having a conversation with Sophia Azhar, a senior researcher from ISIS Malaysia, to understand the struggles around Malaysia's current shortage of skilled labour and how TVET can play a role to address it. So do stay tuned to that. For now, here is If You Want It, Do It Yourself by Gloria Gaynor here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and
Lily Chai.
And today we're talking about Malaysia's current shortage of skilled labor and how TVET can play a role to address it. TVET, of course, stands for Technical and Vocational Education and Training, and that's what we're talking about today. If you would like to get in touch with us about this topic, we are, of course, on Twitter at BFM Radio and on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Now, as we mentioned before the break, we have an expert on the line, Sophia Azhar, a senior researcher from ISIS Malaysia. She's here to help clear up a little bit about this issue. Now, to start off our conversation, Sophia, The Edge Malaysia has reported that the shortage of skilled labour is hampering business recovery as industries struggle to fill the void. What do you make of this?
Thanks for asking this question, because it's certainly a very important thing to be discussed about. So I would have to agree with that because the well-being of a business would depend on its talent. Over the past years, Malaysia's workforce has been dominated by semi-skilled workers. And at the same time, the bulk of jobs that are available in the economy are also semi-skilled. So about 62% of the total jobs in the economy are semi-skilled, while only 25% are highly skilled. We can also observe mismatches in the labour market, where graduates are not employed for jobs that match their qualifications, or the supply of talents do not match industrial requirements. For instance, we have done an engagement with some stakeholders, and there's also a report, and it's titled Strengthening Digital Trade and Digitalization in Malaysia. So we found that digital skills gap is one of the main factors that hinder MSMEs from digitalizing. So the gap would deter businesses from reaping all the benefits of digitalization and avoid them, or like prevent them from unlocking their potential growth.
Mm. And what are some of the main factors that have contributed to this being an issue at the moment?
There are a lot of factors, actually, but the two that I have looked into involve educational institutions not providing the relevant soft and technical skills required by the industries due to several reasons, including educators' competency and the others. And also the other main reason is because of limited availability of highly skilled jobs in the market.
Hmm. Now, of course, this is a fairly complicated issue, Sophia. But what can Malaysia do to address this gap in the immediate short term?
So, since I've started researching on it, I would like to highlight the importance of TVET in helping to address the skills gap in Malaysia, among other approaches. So based on the broad definition of TVET, it offers a range of learning experiences comprising education, training and skills development that are supposed to be relevant to the world of work. And also mentioned in the 11 Malaysian plan, about 60% of the 1.5 million jobs created by 2020 were expected to require TVET-related qualifications. So this shows that there is an increasing need to focus on TVET.
Mm. And as the business environment changes, how have TVET programs evolved to stay relevant to the skills and training that's needed in the modern work environment?
I can't say for sure whether TVET programs have certainly evolved in total, but some major works have been done over the past years to pursue this. So one of them includes the development of the National Occupational Skill Standard, or they call it NOSS, to ensure the relevance of TVET training. So this skill standard has been jointly developed by the government as well as industry players known as the Industry Lead Bodies, ILB. And also earlier this year, a government industry TVET coordination body, also known as GITC, has also been established as a platform for deeper collaboration between the government and industry players. But I would also like to highlight that some of the key elements to ensure that TVET programs would remain relevant would be effective coordination between stakeholders and also the execution.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sophia, could you perhaps give us a lay of the land on what TVET is today and the perception surrounding this form of higher education in Malaysia at the moment?
Sure. So firstly, TVET is an alternate education pathway besides the conventional academic one. So it places a high focus on providing students greater occupational skills as well as hands-on experience. So the students spend about 70 to 80% of their training via industry placements, while the remaining 20 to 30%, which is the less portion of the syllabus, is conducted through education at TVET institutions. But as attractive as this structure is among young people in Germany, because Germany has a, I would say, a mature or well-established TVET system, so it attracts young people to go to TVET in Germany. But this is not the case for Malaysia. As TVET focuses less on academic and theoretical knowledge, this vocational pathway is normally perceived as the second or last choice after the conventional academic stream. And past research also suggests that there are widespread public perception and assumptions that TVET is solely designed for poor performers as well as school dropouts. And the other thing is that TVET also offers pathway for students to pursue higher education, ranging from bachelor's degree to doctorate level. But awareness is still low within our society, and this has been caused by unclear directives for students to do so.
Right, Sophia, have you seen this perception change over time?
Based on my engagement with stakeholders, the misperception has indeed gradually improved over time. So this has been on the back of better wages and increased number of job opportunities for TVET graduates. If we observe the marketability rate of TVET graduates published by the Ministry of Higher Education, the chances of TVET graduates getting employed or going for industrial training or pursuing their studies have been higher than the national figure, which includes those coming from non-TVET routes.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the government has spoken in the past about improving this perception and have put forward various initiatives to strengthen TVET programs and acceptance. Who are some of these stakeholders that need to be roped in to make it truly effective?
I believe that government, private sector, as well as social partners like NGOs would play significant roles in strengthening and promoting TVET in Malaysia. However, what's needed more and crucially from this is coordinated effort and clearer functions and responsibilities. I am highlighting this because as of the present situation in Malaysia, the involvement of multiple ministries and agencies offering TVET programs has led to duplication of programs and different certification pathways. Presently, there are more than 10 ministries alongside private sector as well as state governments administering over 1,000 TVET providers in Malaysia. And each TVET provider offers their own sets of programs and training. So as a result, it causes confusion among the students as well as the employers when it comes to the value of certification. Like, for example, for certification, we have MQA as well as the certification that is released by the Department of Skills Development. So students would be confused which certification between these two agencies are more valuable in the job market. So this makes one of the greatest challenges in making TVET attractive in Malaysia.
Yeah, extending on the issue of confusion, right? How can this MQA and CDA certification confusion be resolved?
Actually, a single assurance system for TVET has been established, and there's also a joint technical committee for that. But as far as I know, or as far as I've read and heard of, there has not been any like significant changes in terms of having like a consolidated certification pathway. People are still confused. And back to what I've mentioned before, it's a matter of coordinative effort and paying greater attention on the execution.
Right. Now, also, you know, there is this ongoing discussion of sort of brain drain or like skilled talents who are going to our neighboring countries or even further afield to further their careers instead of staying here. Have you seen this trend change over time at all?
Well, I haven't been studying trends in external migration or brain drain, but I have noticed increasing plights among youth with regards to moving to another country. This can be due to various reasons like difficulties in getting a decent job, low starting wages, political instability, a limited social network and whatnot. Past research also supported this, and it shows that Malaysia is one of the countries which is incapable of retaining skilled talents or attract foreign ones. So some of the countries which have attracted Malaysians are Singapore and Australia. So personally, I believe that as many businesses are still recovering from the impacts of pandemic, lockdowns, as well as external shocks, like the Russia-Ukraine war, brain drain is still bound to happen due to stagnant wage growth and lack of highly skilled job opportunities in the country.
Mm. Right. With the current initiatives and programs already in place to strengthen the pathways into TVET, is there anything else you would like to see being done to encourage more uptake?
I think whatever ideas that we put forward, I believe that in my point of view, like at least, I would like to see a positive shift in public's mindset first about TVET, because people need to believe in the system before getting into it. But to be able to achieve this, they need to be convinced of TVET's strengths. So what can we do about this? So first and foremost, students need to be clearly informed about how they can progress to a higher education and also in their career. This can be done by educating them and parents about vocational alternatives and career opportunities through counseling and also guidance services. So hiring competent counselors as well as educators is important in this case. Besides that, there are other ways to showcase TVET talents, its programs and successes, such as through National Apprenticeship Week, as well as skills competition. This method had worked well in the UK as well as in the US. In terms of database, I would also love to see the Ministry of Higher Education incorporating updated enrollment rates at respective TVET institutions, because currently we don't have that. So this would, we do have that data, but it's only published by an international organization, by UNESCO. So I would love to see a more updated figure on the enrollment rates, especially at respective TVET institutions, so that we can see currently how is the progress of a TVET institution as a whole, or which type of TVET institution is doing well, which ones are not doing well. Yeah, so we'll be able to monitor the uptake progress at each TVET institution.
Definitely agree. I think also primarily it's a matter of ensuring that TVET is not a secondary option, but an equal one right. for students as well. Now, that was Sophia Azhar, a senior researcher from ISIS Malaysia, helping us to understand the struggles around Malaysia's current shortage of skilled labor and how TVET can play a role to address it. But that, of course, brings us to the end of today's Enterprise Biz Bites. And do not go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay, as always. Now, as the health industry continues to grow in the region, health tech has been gaining traction as the new frontier for innovation and entrepreneurship. QMed Asia, a Malaysian healthcare startup that began as an appointment booking and mobile live queue system provider, was on the Breakfast Grill to discuss their expansion plans and thoughts on Malaysia's health tech scene. That is all coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. But on behalf of myself and Lily Chai, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites, and here is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana to usher you into the weekend. This has been Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.